The righteous shall live by faith. That's the good news, right? Now, there's a bitter pill to take for the good result that one hopes for. In order to receive this healing remedy, this life in place of death, you would have to recognize that you were sick in the first place. Paul's got some bad news. We need to respond to the gift of God's grace through faith, that we might be saved from being on the wrong side of God's righteousness. God's righteousness is coming to town. Anything in the way is going to be moved. You can get on the bus or be under it as it rolls on through. That's pretty serious stuff. So the bad news, look at verse 18 of Romans chapter 1. Last week, we talked about the sin of turning away from God, didn't we? And we talked about the symptoms that follow from the state of turning away from God. We talked about symptoms of sin that we call sins, right? You might have a list of the naughty things that people do when they turn away from God, but the issue is the turning away from God. Today, we're going to see from verse 18 in chapter 1 how God allows us to walk as we choose. He's never forced anyone to believe. He's never forced anyone to even to obey. Adam and Eve were able to walk away from God. God gives us total freedom to choose and to live out the consequences. So in Romans chapter, in verse 18 to 32, the Holy Spirit illustrates the sin of unbelievers. Do you have a word in your life called unbeliever? People who do not believe. So from 18 to the rest of that chapter, people that don't believe. Chapter 2, from 1 to, really, from 2 to the middle of chapter 3, we're looking at religious people, that they stand guilty as well. So that's us in the room. That's the Pharisees in Paul's day, but it's also the self-righteous religious people of our day. Right? Now, Psalm 14 tells us this. You'll have heard this. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. So national holiday, April 1st, right? The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They're corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There's none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not even one. Right? The unbelievers and the believers. The people who don't believe, so don't try, and the people who do believe and don't try. And then in Romans chapter 3, probably from verse 20 to 31, Paul illustrates how we're all in the same boat. And since we're all equally corrupt, we all equally need to be saved. That we are both, believers and unbelievers, both equally entitled to salvation in Christ. So there's bad news and there's good news there.